Okay, today is Daf Tesvav. We're on Daf Yudal Amid Beis. We're on the last Mishnah. But Ones Umafata, when it comes to Ones and Mafata means, Ones means you rape somebody, a girl, and Mafata means you seduce her. So either way, it's not a good thing to do, and if you do those things, you have to pay the girl, the girl's father, 50 shekel. So Ones Umafata, lohakul lahachma, it could be kula and a chumro. Kaitan how so? Echad ha'ones she'onas ufita es gedola shepakuna. You could be mafata or ones to Kohen Gadol's daughter, the most hush of a girl in Klal Yisrael, or v'zakatana shep Yisrael, or the lowest peasant's daughter. Right? Either way, the same 50 shekel. Nozen chamishim shekel. Nozen chamishim shloim. You pay 50 shekel. Doesn't make a difference who the girl is. It's one set price, no matter who the girl is. But haboshes v'hapagam, but boshes, the embarrassment you cause her, and pagam, the kind of embarrassment that you've cheapened her. That hakolafi hamavayesh v'hamizbayesh. That goes according to who you are, and who she is.
Who makes the evaluation?
That's the evaluation. So who are you already? You're also nobody, or you're some big shot. Right? She's much more embarrassed. Whatever it is, same thing with the girl. That's a different cheshbon.
But that's not
the smart. No. Hakolafi hamavayesh v'hamizbayesh. However you figure that out. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Amai. Why are you paying for boshes and pagam separately? Isn't that included in the 50 shekel? Ema, chamishim shloim amar achmona, mikol mili. I'm giving 50 shekel for this event. I seduced a woman, I raped a woman, I pay 50 shekel. But on top of that, I gotta pay boshes? Where'd that come from? Right? It's not kind of mazik, like, you know, you break somebody, you embarrass somebody in public, you do some, you know, you pull off a woman's sheitel in public. It's very embarrassing. So for that, you're gonna pay nezek, tari, boshes, all those things. Well, it's not that. Torah said you pay 50 shekels. So I paid on top of that, I paid boshes? So Amr Zira, Yomru Baal, Bas Molochim Chamishim, Bas Baal Yotus Chamishim? What? The king's daughter is 50 and the peasant's daughter is also 50? So, why not? So Amale, Abaya, Ihachi, Gavi, Eved, Nami. Then Eved, same thing. Yomru, Eved, Noki, Margolios, Shloshim. The Eved that knows how to string pearls together, he knows how to make diamonds, does diamond cutting Eved. He pays, and you ruin him. You pay 30 shekel, and the Eved she'osa malacha v'ayis ha'machat shloshim, and the Eved that can't stitch garments together. It's a very peasant Eved. He also paid 30. So what's the difference? In other words, it's a set price. Doesn't make it what the qualifications are, what the skills are. Same with the girl. Doesn't matter if it's the king's daughter or the peasant's daughter. El Abba Zeira. Zeira said like this. Ilu ba'aleh shnayim. If two people violate this woman, echad shelo kedarka. One did it, shalokadarka. The shalokadarka, so, okay, it's a terrible thing to do, but at the end of the day, she's still a basula, and it's not as big as embarrassment. It's not as big as a pagam. Not on the mishpacha, not on herself, because it was shalokadarka. So someone does that shalokadarka. V'achar v'echad kadarka. And then someone did it kadarka. So yomru, bal pagoma chamishim, bal shlema chamishim? The one that did it, the one that bal pogma, the one that made her a pagam, has to pay 50. And one that left her intact, because did a shloka darka, also pays 50? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Rashi says, Echa shloka darka tchila. First, somebody violated her shloka darka. V'yachar kach, bo'leh ze kedarka. Then someone did a kedarka. Dakati havi besula. The shoe was still a besula when the second guy came along. Right? It's like knas. There's a knas on that. Yomru, ze shabal pagoma, deleka boshes kulahai. The first one wasn't such big boshes, right? Yav nun sloy vilu bal basula shleim lo yav nami ela chamishim. Both giving the same amount. The crimes are so different. Ela hashtag avi boshes ikachilat the yav zemei boshes shleim atfei mi buguma. The one that ruined her for being a basula, much worse boshes than the other guy, right? So they can't be paying the same amount. That can't be. So amale abaya ihachi gavi eved nami. So if that logic, which is good logic, by the way, it's good logic, the same thing by an Eved. Yomru, Eved, Bari, Shloshim, Eved that can run in the Olympics, him, he pay 30 shekel. The Eved, Mucha, Shchin, Shloshim, and the Eved that's a disease-ridden guy, he also pays 30 shekel? Doesn't make sense. Ella, Amar Baya, Amar Kra, Tachas, Asher, Ina. It says, because you violated her. Michlal, you see from here, the Ika, Boshe, Tzupagam. There is Boshe, Tzupagam. Aye, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make a difference. That's the way it is. Rav Amar, Damar Kroh, says, V'nosan ish hashoch, hashoch yivima, the man will be the woman that he lay with. So hanas shchiva chamishim. That for that you pay 50 just for that. Michlal, this is something else you have to pay for. And what is that? Boshetupagam. Another thing.
And that's not a set price.
That's not a set price. That goes hakolke amavayish v'hamizbayish. Right, going to the person. Okay. Then the last one. I think this was the last one. Moti shemra lahakel ulahachmir. Moti shemra was to be mekel and to be machmir. How's Moti Shemra make a Lamachmer? Same story. What's Moti Shemra? Moti Shemra is you officially Moti Shemra means that you come to Beis Din and you say that your wife was not a Basula. And therefore it's like it's a mekachtos, right? It's a fake deal. You're supposed to get a Basula, Shana Basula, and if it's true, that's a terrible thing, right? If it's not true, then you spoke Lashon Hara about her. That's all that was. It was just slander. So Moti Shemra Lahakul Lahachmer, Ketzad. And so if it's not true, forget Lashon Hara. You have to pay her 100 shekel, pay the father, and you're not allowed to divorce her, right?
How do you prove it's not true, though?
Well, so there's a whole Masechtas Ksuas about that issue.
Yeah, okay.
So, Ketad. Well, yeah, no, you have to prove it is true. You have to prove it's true. She doesn't have to prove it's not true. You have to prove it's true. Right? So how are you going to prove that?
Yeah,
the way you're going to prove it is you're going to come to the day after the wedding and say, there's no Dam Basulim here. She wasn't a Basula. That's how you're going to prove it. So we'll get to that. That's why they got married on Wednesdays. So Thursday morning, you're right into bed and you don't have to waste any time.
There
you go. Moti Shemra l'hagul l'hachmer. Ketzad. Echad Moti Shemra al gadol shebeguna. You're married to the Kohen Gadol's daughter. It's a big chush of his family. Ve'echad v'al katana sheb Yisrael, or the peasant's daughter. No sein meya sela. You have to give 100 shekel. Right? It doesn't make a difference who she is. It's a set price. Now that the Mishnah said that, now we're going to go on to a tangent for 3 days about speaking Lashon Hara. This is, like I said, this is 90% of the Gemaras and Shas about Lashon Hara are right here. Today's the Agadah part. Tomorrow is the Halacha part. Okay? Nimse, it comes out. Ha'omer b'piv chomer b'osim aisa. Speaking is worse than doing. Saying bad is worse than doing bad. Why? Shekein matzinu shelo nechtam. By the way, forget that we're gonna, because when you, it's Moti Shemra is only 100. It's 100 shekel, and actually rape is only 50 shekel.
So
the Lashon Hara, is worse than the Maisa. It's an amazing thing. Shekein matzinu shelo nechtam gzardin al avosena b'midbar el al Lashon Hara. The whole gemar din of the Bnei Yisrael not going into the midbar was because Lashon Hara. They did the eagle. That wasn't a deal breaker. That wasn't a deal breaker. The eagle. You know what a deal breaker was? Lashon Hara. She never, like it says, but you're not supposed to see the Eser Pa'amim. That was in last week's Parsha. Right? Okay. Mimai. How do you know that speech is worse than doing? Rashi says, how do you know the Omer Bipiv, Chamor, that saying Lashon Hara is worse than actually doing something wrong? The Mashra, the Mishum Lashon Hara, Bilvad, Koyavlu. What, the whole reason we didn't go into the Eretz Yisrael was because of the Baraglim? That's the whole reason? Dilma, maybe. Mishum Deko. Garim Lake Tala. The reason why you pay 100 shekel for, the reason why you pay 100 shekel for Moti Shemra, not because speech is worse, not because Lashon Hara is worse, that's not why. The answer is because if it's true, she gets killed. If it's true that she's not a Basula, and you come to Bezin the next morning and say she's not a Basula, and it's true, she gets killed. So this, what about by rape? Nobody got killed. So the reason why you pay more for Moti Shemra is because the stakes are higher. That's the new Lashon Hara. The stakes are higher. That's why you're paying more. So you better be very careful. You're going to accuse her of Misa, or she didn't act. That would be Chayiv Misa. All right. Stakes are very high. Today you're paying 100 shekel. Rape? No one died. It's a terrible thing. But no one died. So the stakes are not high. So you're paying less. Right? Dechziv, imam is halyad dafar, votzi has an ira. She gets killed if it's true. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Kwa, ki hotzi shemra. Al shemra shehotzi. In other words, it's only because of the Lashon Hara. I'll show you my show. It's only because of the Lashon Hara. Okay?
I thought Lashon Hara was only if it was true, and Moti Shemra is false.
No. Lashon Hara can be even if it's not true. And even if it's true.
It's
both on both.
It's actually another one
too. If it's not true, it's also Moti Shemra. It's also, it's worse. Okay. Now, then we said, And by the way, and the gzardin of the midbar, of the Dor midbar, was because of Lashon Hara. How do you know that? Mimai, who said that? Dilma dakati lomai is son. No, you know why? Hashem didn't make the gzera after the Egel? Because they hadn't done their fill of averos yet. They hadn't done their fill of averos, right? For one infraction, you don't lose your Eretz Yisrael. After a while, how many times Hashem going to listen to this? After a while, you know what? That's it. Yeah, you did enough. Enough. That's it. You lost your chance to go to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's the reason. And the miraglin wasn't the reason. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe that's the pshat. Damar of Amnuna. Ena kadosh baruch nifra min adam. Hashem, this is an amazing line. Spend a month on this line. Hashem doesn't punish somebody. Ad shi tismale tzaso. Until they fill up their fill. Until they deserve it. Shenemar. Bimaleos sivko yetzolo. Right? Rashi says, "Kishatamale saaso, when you fill up your basket, avonos with sins, harbe a lot, oz yetzilo tava olav tzara." Then the tzara's come. So that's why they lost Eretz Yisrael after the miraglim. Not because the lashon hara so bad, but because that's it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. So Amar Shlokish, Amar Kro, no, vayinasi oso ze eser pa'amim. It says ze this 10 times. Al ze nechtam gzardin. On this one was the gzardin. Just on this one alone. What's this one? The miraglim. Lashon hara. Tanar Rabban, Tanya, Amar Belazar ben Parta, Bo'ra kamagadol kolcho shel lashon hara. See how bad lashon hara is. Minolan, from where? Min miraglim, from the miraglim. Uma moti shemra aleitim ba'avonim kach. On moti shemra, that this on lashon hara, on sticks and stones, this is the punishment. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, Hamoti Shemer al Chaver al Achas Kama Vakama. So imagine on a human being. On a human being, imagine that. Right? I once heard it says al Chavero. Why not Chavero? It says Moti Shemer al Adam, al Ishachim, Ishechad. What's Chavero? Because most of the time you're speaking Lashon Hara about your friends. Yeah. No! Most of the time it's what you're speaking Lashon Hara about. Yeah. That's speaking of people you don't know. You know the people. It's always about your friends. Yeah, it's an unbelievable fart. No, I saw that somewhere. Right? It's not, who are you speaking Lashon Hara about? The guy you don't know? Don't talk Lashon about him. Right? So true. Mimai. So the Gemara asks again, how do you know Lashon Hara is so bad? Dilma, Mishum de Rechine Bar Papa. Damar Rechine Bar Papa. Davar Gadol, Dibum Raglan Bosa Shah. Wasn't that just the Raglan spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael? That's not what they did. They did much worse than that. Dichsiv, it says, Kichazachu Mimenu. Eretz Yisrael is too powerful, we can't conquer it. Right? I'll take with Kichazachu Mimenu, El Mimeno. It's too powerful for Hashem. They would be kofrim. Hashem can't do this. Hashem can't pull this off. That's why they got lost in... That's what you... Really? Hashem can't pull this off? That's much worse than Lashon Hara. That's like calling Hashem, it's a kofrim. Right? Kiviyachol, habalabayis, en yachol oti olof kelim. The guy can't take the garbage out. The guy's too sick, he can't take... He doesn't have the ability to take the garbage out. He can't take out the kelim. What, Hashem can't throw the garbage out? That's kvira. That's why they lost the Eretz Yisrael. One time, worse than Lashon Hara. So, El Amarava, Amar Shlakash, Amar Kra, Vayamusu Ha'anashim Motzi Dibat Ha'aretz Ra. The men who spoke Lashon Hara on the land died. Meaning, Al Dibat Ha'aretz showed to you. It's on the land itself. That was the reason. It was because of Lashon Hara they spoke about the land. Not they were Apikarsim. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Esen Nisyonos Nisan Avaseno Kadosh Baruch Hu. There were 10 tests. That they tested Hashem 10 times. Shnayim bayam, 2 by the Yamsuf, Shnayim bamayim, 2 by water, Shnayim bamon, 2 by the mon, Shnayim baslav, 2 by the slav, Achas be'egel, 1 by the egel, V'achar b'midbar paron, and 1 by midbar paron. Okay? That's 10. Midbar paron means the raglan. Sfasema says that, and then we're going to have psukim for each of these. Well, we're not going to have psukim for the egel, because you can just go read the egel yourself. And we're not going to have psukim for the miraglim. For the other 8, we're going to have psukim. So the Sfasema says, what about when they were in Mitzrayim and they complained that Hashem's not taking us out? What about that one? So that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Yeah, it only starts when you saw Nisim.
That's right.
Till then, you're downtrodden slaves. What do you want? Yeah. Only starts after that. Right? So, Shnayim Bayam, 2 by the Yamsuf, Achaz Biyarida, 1 going in, V'achaz Ba'aliyah, 1 coming out. Biyarida Dichsiv, by going in, it says, Hamabili ain kfar b'Mitzrayim. Well, not enough graves in Mitzrayim to take us out of it. Kills us. It's before the Yamsuf, right?
Is that considered Lashon Hara? That's just blasphemy.
That what?
No, when they were saying with the whole thing with Magen, but, you know, is that... Well, I was speaking Lashon Hara against Israel, but I'm saying...
They were speaking Lashon Hara against Eretz Israel.
Right, no, but the 10 tests against God, were those...
So only one of them was the Meraglim.
Right.
We're doing two now. Two was by the Yamsuf. First one was, they just had 10 Makos.
Right.
On the way, what do they say? Well, not enough graves in Israel and Egypt. Let's take kills over here. Right? Baaliyah Kiravuna, and coming out after the Yamsuf was over, still complaining, like Ravuna said. Dam Ravuna, Yisrael Shabbos Adar, Mikat De'amana Haya. They were very small, had small faith, people with very small faith. Kidirava Bar Mari, Dam Rav Bar Mari, Ma'idachziv, Vayimor El Yam, Bayamsuf, Vayoshiyim Laman Shemo. It says that, that's a pasuk in Shemos, yeah? Yeah, Pasuk and Shemos? I'm sorry. No, it's not a Pasuk, it's in Tehillim. But Yomar al Yam Biyamsef, they were bitter, right? Lamat Malamisha Yisrael Mamarim Ba'osa Shah, they were bitter. V'amru, Kshem Sha'anu Ola Mitzadzeh, Kach Mitzim Ola Mitzad Acher. Just like we went through, they also went through. Okay?
Can you imagine if those people had the least Dachan and they saw what they saw?
So it's a big mystery. It's a big mystery. Because it doesn't make sense. Now, we say every Friday night in Lechun Aranana, Arboim Shana Okut Bador. For 40 years, I struggled with you in the Midbar. 40 years? It's not true. There were 10 tests all in the first 2 years. So what does that mean? What does it mean they had small Amuna? Small Amuna? What does that mean? This is the Dardea. They're the greatest generation of history. It's small Amuna? It needs a Hesber. That's really a Shavuos night topic. You know? It's really a topic for Shavuos night. What does that mean? Tosfos asks the question we're all asking. Tosfos asks, Yesh, the posters of Kishim. Yeshut Moa. Echo Yisrael Bo'atzador. Kolkach Mekat Ne'amana. How could they be such small-minded people? How could they be such small Bali Amunah? How could that be possible? Shesavru Shekach Yasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisim L'Mitzrayim. Hashem's going to do Nisim in Mitzrayim. Lahavira Me'artzim L'Eretz Yisrael. And not bring them into Eretz Yisrael? What were they thinking? So Tosfos comes up with a very novel, very fancy pshat. He says that when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, they didn't go from Egypt to the other side. That's not where they went. It was a semicircle, and they went from Egypt to wherever they were to just further miles away. And the Yamsuf, there's a picture of it. And the Yamsuf split in a semicircle. And they were on the same side of the land as they were before, just way down further, miles away. And that's what they were afraid of. So Hashem, what'd you do already? You split the Yamsuf. You didn't accomplish anything. They're still here. Mm. Right? As it talks to the answers. The Bama Ri, B'Shem Aviv, Rav Shmuel, Shisrolo Avya L'Rechav Mitzadzeh L'Zeh. They didn't cross over from one land to another land through the Yamsuf. Shem Kin, Hayim Amarim Lechas, L'Eretz Yisrael. Why did they go straight to Israel? They're already there. Ella, Ritzua Achas Avru Bayam, La'orachayam, Achapana Lamidbar Latad Echad. Rather, they went in a semicircle, and they went on, and they ended up being on the same side of land as they were always on, just further away. They got away from the Egyptians. So the Bnei Yisrael said, what kind of issue is this? They're still here. Right? They're just further away. So they'll just get up on their horses and gallop after us. Nothing was accomplished.
But the Torah says that Hashem took them the circuitous route because he didn't want them to be scared of the slipping. If Hashem understood that they wouldn't have enough Muna to trust Hashem to save them from the Plishtim.
I mean, doesn't it say, we say it every morning, Vayminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo. They believed in Hashem.
Yeah.
What more does Hashem want? What do you want? So this is a very difficult sugi here. It's a very difficult sugi. Tosfos' question is far better than his answer.
Yeah.
Right? So what were they thinking? Much better than his answer. His answer is no, because it was only semicircle. So therefore what? They were still afraid? That's what he says. Continues. Kilo ha yuchol lechas, okay. They said, miminam is smolam, right? Keshe uvzeh, the second, we're not reading the whole Tosfos. We're going to read one more line. Kesheim shadu ola mitadzeh, just like we left on one side, ubana la midbar, kach mitzayim ola mitadzeh, acha mena midbar. Vayirdu facharinu, they're going to chase after us still, right? Vayasigu ki sevurim shol yavu mitzuyim b'yam el yavu mitad acher. They were afraid the Egyptians are going to be on the other side, waiting for them. Question's better than the answer.
It's another question.
What? No, the question was, how can they be so small-minded and have such little faith?
The Mitzvah were killed in the Yamsuf.
I know. They don't.
So how can they be, I mean...
Right, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Right? Now, This is also a fascinating thing. So Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tzar Shalyam Polo Rosam Le'Yabasha. The Chazal says, the Bnei Yisrael didn't know. The Bnei Yisrael didn't know that they got drowned in the Midbar, in the Yamzuf. They didn't know that. They're walking along happily. They didn't know they're getting drowned. They thought, oh, they'll meet us at the other side.
They saw the bodies.
Oh, so Hashem said to the Yam, throw the bodies up. They could see the bodies. So, Amal HaFanav. So the Yamzuf says to Hashem, Ribon Shalom, Hashem, it's not fair. Kulam Yesh Evet Shinosin L'Rav Matan V'Chosev V'Natlu Yimenu. Did the master ever give a servant a gift and ask for it back? He just gave us all these dead bodies in the river. Do you want them back? Do you want them back? So Amalo, Ani Nosin L'Echadu Mechta Shabem. 1.5 you can keep. And the rest throw up on the arm. Amalo Fon of Ribon Shalom, Kulam Yesh Evet Shetoveh Es Rabo. Are we going to ask for it back later? We're not going to ask for it back. We can't ask for it again because an Evet doesn't behave that way to a master, right? Amalo, no. Nachal Kishon, Yiyah Arev. Nachal Kishon will be your Arev. What's Nachal Kishon? Right? Is that what it is?
Later on.
What's Nachal Kishon? I forgot. Does it say what it is? That's where it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So the river will get swallowed up again. Miyad. Okay, good. Miyad Poltan Liabasha. So the sea spit up all the bodies onto the dry land. They save like it says, Viar Yisrael Sometime Mesal Sasayom. Fine, very good. Shnayim Bamayim, they complain twice by water.
Who buried them?
What? I don't know. That's the question. I don't know.
Who cares? What is cares?
What?
Was
what they say? They said Oz Yashir.
Yeah.
Right? Oz Yashir.
They drowned at sea.
No, but they spit
them
out on the land.
Shnayim b'mayim, two by the water they complained. B'mara, by one by Mara, uber feed them, and one's by feed them. B'mara, d'chziv, v'yavod m'ratzev, l'yocholishtos. Uchziv, and it says, v'yilonu amal moshe, they complained. B'refeed them, it says, d'chziv, v'yachin uber feed them. They can't interfeed them. V'ein mayim lishtos, there was no, v'yuchziv, v'yarav amal moshe, they complained. Shnayim b'mon, twice by the mon they complained. D'chziv, al yetu, al teitu, don't go out, Moshe said, don't go out to collect the mon, and it says, v'yetu, and they went. Al tosiru, don't leave over. Vios, you're the leftover. Shnayim Baslav. Baslav Arishna, Baslav Hashem. Twice to a Slav. The first one was in Bishalach. And the second one was in Baaloscha. Baslav Rishon, Bishavtenu Asira Basar. We remember all that Basar we had in Mitzrayim. What a great life we had, right? Baslav Shani, Visasaf Suf Asher Bekirbo. The rabble that was in their midst. Ba'egel, Kedise. The Egel, everyone knows that story. And Bimidbar, Paran Kedise. And Midbar Paran, which is the Meraglim. Everybody knows that story. Amar Yochanan, Mishum Yossi ben Zimra, my dechziv, what does it mean? Ma'itin lecha, what I gave you, my Yosef lecha, and what I'm going to further give you, lashon rumia, a trickery, a language of trickery. What does that mean? Omla kadosh baruch hu lashon, Hashem said to the tongue, kal evarav shel adam zekufin, every limb in your body is upright. V'ata mutal, you're lying flat. Everybody's outside. Everybody's exposed. All your everything you see is exposed, right? The ata mibifnim, the tongue is inside. Not only that, and but two guards for your tongue. Achas shel etzem, which is your teeth, v'achas shel basar, which is your lips. Ma'itin lacha, ma'yosef lacha, lasher mia. It stops you guys from speaking bad? No. I did all these things to get you not to speak bad, and you still do it. Lashon Rumiya. Amar Yochanan Meshur ben Yizimra. Kol Masaper Lashon Hara. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, ki ilu kofar beikar. It's as if he's a kofar beikar. Why? Shemar, it says, Asher Amar Amru Lulshonenu Nagbir Sfasenu Itanu Mi Adon Lanu. Who's our master? If you speak Lashon Hara, then you question who the master is. Amar Yosi ben Zimra. Kol Masaper Lashon Hara. Nigoyim Boyim Alav. If someone speaks Lashon Hara, he gets Saras. Shemar, because it says, Malsheni Vaseis Reehu. Also, atzmis. What does atzmis mean? Uksiv hasam litzmisus. Umetargaminon lechalutin. That's by a house that gets saras. So you see the same word by speaking evil and saras is all connected. Yes, the shita mukubetzes. How about Miriam? How about bring a pasuk from Miriam? What do you bring up from funny pasuk? You need two pasukim to prove. Bring a pasuk from Miriam. Miriam spoke Sarah. Right,
yeah.
Right? So he says that, and it says, he shamar b'negat Saras. Zachar shor 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 Miriam. They're back to back. Right? So, the answer is a very difficult answer. He answers that from Miriam wouldn't be a raya that when you speak Lashon Hara you get Saras. Because we just got through finished saying that when you speak Lashon Hara, you don't get Saras. The Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara, and they didn't get Saras. So why did they get Saras?
They got Miso.
What?
They got Miso instead,
bro. But not Saras. The punishment for Saras, the punishment for Saras is not Miso. It's Saras. I'm sorry, the punishment for Lashon Hara is Saras. So the fact that Miriam got Saras, it's not a raya. That's what he answers.
It's like being dead.
It's chashiv, but it's not dead.
Right.
Having tzaras is better than being dead because it can go away. Right? What? So here, it's an excellent question. Yeah. And his answer is it's a difficult answer. Yachin Rabin. So you mean for the Yachin, they didn't get tzaras?
Yachin, you get tzaras.
Yachin gets tzaras and a Rabin doesn't get tzaras. Right. Right. So,
but
someone...
She did get tzaras.
She's a Yachin.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but Rabim you do get it. Rabim you die.
So I once heard I once heard the following question. Tell me what you think of this question. If somebody would light up a cigarette on Shabbos and he gets struck down by lightning the second he did that, and anybody that ever did that would get struck down by lightning, would anybody ever be Mechal Shabbos?
No.
So why doesn't Hashem work that way? Because there'd be no Bechira. Second by Tzaras, he works that way. Speak Lashon Hara, you get Tzaras. He says that? He asked this question?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't ask this question.
He does.
What does he say? What does he answer? Why doesn't Hashem give you...
What
you're saying is that if somebody speaks Sarah, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, boom, they get Saras. So would anybody speak Lashon Hara? No. Nobody would ever do it.
But they also don't.
What? One second.
They don't just get Saras.
One second.
That's not Saras in the Kohen.
The Gemara just said that...
That's not Saras that the Kohen says it is.
I understand. But the Kohen's going to say it is, right? So they're going to get Saras. So if you get Saras, if you're going to get Saras, boom, get Saras. No Bechira. So some want to answer. That's right. Hashem doesn't want you speaking Lashon Hara so badly, he's taking away your Bechira. So I told that over by Landel's wedding. I told it over to Rav Golda. He said, it's completely not true.
Weren't you happy?
He says, if you light up a cigarette... Now, this is very philosophical, and I'm not sure I understand it. He says, if you light up a cigarette, and you drop dead, you still have Bechira to light the cigarette. You have Bechira.
Yeah.
He says, you have Bechira to jump off a roof. You're just not going to do it because you'd be suicidal, but you have Bechira to do it. That's not what it means that the Bechira is taken away. Your Bechira is taken away. It's not what it means. So I think this whole topic also needs an explanation, because we all know that. We all walk around, if everyone would die, there'd be no Bechira. Right? He says, that's true. Of course it's Bechira. Of course it's Bechira. You still have Bechira to do it.
That's why you have to go to the Kohen.
What?
Because you don't just get Saras right away. There is a delay.
But
that's going to take away the sort of the...
That delay takes away the Bechira.
That you get from it.
I don't think the question is whether you have Bechira. The question is, there's no struggle.
That's what Bechira means. There's no struggle.
Isn't Bechira mean... the freedom to make a choice? You have the freedom to make the choice, but you won't struggle. There's not going to be any battle inside Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara to make the decision.
The Ramban says that's what happened when Adam. That's the difference between Adam before the Chet and Adam after the Chet. Adam before the Chet, he saw evil over there. But that would be like jumping off a roof. Who would do that? It's like jumping into a fire. Who would do that? But he saw it there. But he had no struggle for it. He had no interest in it. After he ate from the tree, then already it became a struggle. That's what he says. Now, so that means Adam always had, he told me that, Rav Goldberg. Adam always had Bechira. It was ridiculous. If you have Bechira to do it, it's free choice, he had the choice. But with no choice, no struggle. We're gonna same thing over here. You have Bechira to speak Lashon Hara. Are you going to get Saras? You have to go to a Kohen? Still Bechira. So it's a very deep subject.
Monaco,
right? Yeah.
If you ate a cake, and immediately you got fat,
right?
Okay.
Then say it's the same answer. Yeah. Right, same story. So you have
sins, you don't have it. It's the same thing, but you have to go to the Kohen, he has to declare it.
So you're saying that's the difference? Interesting. Okay, what do you want to say? You said something before.
There's nowhere says the result that that's immediate. That you speak with Shonara and a minute later gets her ass.
There's no svara. I speak Lashon Hara, and then 3 years from now I get saras.
Right.
There's no svara. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense.
You wouldn't put it together. That's
necessarily. Oh, I got saras now. What happened? What doesn't make any sense? Then there's no. What kind of punishment is that? If it's not right away.
Right.
Right, and 2 years from now he gets harassed because he spoke Lashon Hara 2 years ago.
And
you remember that? There's no tshuva. It's a big topic. It's a very interesting topic. Okay, Tanan. Ein bein mitzara muzgul and mitzara muchlat elapriya ufrima. There's no difference between mitzara muzgul and a closed mitzara and a mitzara getting out of it, except for shaving his hair and ripping his clothing. That just means that. The only reason we brought that down here is because to show you that the chalutin that the tsaras, and then you get out of getting tsaras. Okay. Amar Shlakish, my dechiv zos tia toras hamitzora. What does it mean? This is the story of the mitzora. Zos tia toraso shalmotzi shemra. This is the story of someone who speaks motzi shemra, meaning he gets haras. Amar Shlakish, my dechiv im yeshuach hanachash b'lalachash ben yitron lebaal lashon. That there's no benefit for the baal lashon because lashalavo miskabetzas kol achayas ubaos etzel nachash. All the animals are going to come together to the snake, who's the paradigm baal lashon hara. The lion jumps, pounces, he eats something out of it. What do you gain by speaking Lashon Hara? What do you gain? No physical gain. No physical gain at all. So what is it? What are you doing? What did you gain by that? What did you gain? You got a meal out of it even? Nothing, not even a meal out of it. Your sins are magnified up to heaven. Shnemar shatu shamayim b'yem loshanan halach baaretz. Amar chista amar rukva. Kol matzav loshan hara lo sakol be'even. You should be stoned. Ksiv hachav also atzmit v'siv hasam tamza babar chayiv yadon even b. Okay, you should be stoned. Amar rabbi chista amar rukva. Kol matzav loshan hara amar kash baruch hu en evil yad yachol dar olam. Me Hashem says we can't even live in the same world. Right, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. Right? They say that about loshan hara. Hashem says that. Shnemar. I can't live with him. Some say that talking about holy people. Fine. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem says to the Sar Shal Gehenim, Ani Allah Mumayla V'Ata Allah Mumata. You, I'm going to torture him here, and you get ready for him in the next world, right? Nodunu shenemar chati gibor shenonim imgachle resamim. Ein chet el loshon. Chet is a tongue. Shenemar chet shachut loshonam mir madavar. Then gibor el akadosh baruch hu shenemar Hashem ki gibor yetzi. Gachle resamim hainu gehen. Fine. Amav chabar chenina matekanto shal masapri loshon hara. What's a takana for someone who speaks loshon hara? What should the answer be? The answer should be to tshuva. What's the takana for someone who talks during davening? So do tshuva. What's the takana for someone who doesn't learn? So go learn. What's the takana for someone who speaks Lashon Hara? Im talmud chacham hu yasek b'torah. Shenem ha'amar pa Lashon Yitzchayim. Vein Lashon Hara, shenem ha'chet Lashonam, Lashach Lashonam. Vein et yel Torah, shenem ha'chetchayim lachetikim ba. So if you're not talmud chacham, learn Torah, why is tu psukim that you should learn Torah? Vim ha'amar ared, hu yashbul daito, become more humble. Shenem ha'amar v'salef ba shever baruach. Right? So what does it mean? What does it mean, what's the takana? If it depends. If you're Talmud Chacham, learn Torah. And if you're not a Talmud Chacham, then be humble. Shouldn't it say, if you're, what's the takana? Do tshuva. Like everything you do wrong, what's the takana? So don't do it. What's going on here?
Isn't it just that how can you change your actual nature? I mean, you do tshuva for the particular incident, but to stop yourself doing it in the future, either if you're Talmud Chacham, concentrate on learning Torah and not be chatting, and
Do you satisfy with that answer? Tell me honestly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes sense? Okay, a little, it makes a little bit sense. But the question is better than the answer. The Ein Yaakov answer is the following. He says, you know, you ever saw a Gemara where the Gemara doesn't stop about a certain Aveira? I don't think the Gemara says these things about any other Aveira in the Torah. Even Bittul Torah, which is Keneged Kulam, you have lines like this. You would not be Kores. You should be stoned. Yeah, it's very harsh. So he says, it could be. Yaakov says, I would think he's so bad that Hashem doesn't even give you the opportunity to do tshuva. Comes along the Gemara, no, I have a takana for you. You can learn Torah, you can make yourself more humble. There are things you can do. That's what he answers. You like that answer?
I like his answer better.
Really? Interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right? It's an interesting question. What's the Gemara saying here? What's the takana? Right? I hear your answer. It's not. It's good. It's interesting. And then that's what Yaakov says. Ravacha.
The problem is the nature of the Lashon Hara.
Right, that it's so hard.
No, because on a regular thing, if you do X, you do a tshuva for X, you don't do it again, you're done. Once you let the Lashon Hara out, it doesn't know anywhere it stops.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, the famous mushel of it. He says, how do you fix it? He goes, take a feather pillow, open it up to the winds,
and get them all back.
And then go collect every single...
Right.
That keeps on giving.
But no, but I understand what you're saying. I understand, because the ramifications of Lashon Hara are never-ending. Right? But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, what's the takana? How do you undo what you've already done? You can't.
Right.
So you can only... For the future. So Mr. Sheffman was saying. So, you know, if you learn Torah...
Regular Avera.
Yeah.
I did something
on... But you ain't not kosher. Right.
So...
Next time, don't do that.
Right.
How do you take care of Lashon Hara? What do you mean? Sitting around by Shalosh. Next time, don't speak Lashon Hara.
No. Whatever you've done already, it keeps going and going and
going. Ah, so he's saying that you can't stop it.
Uh-huh.
So how does davening, how does learning help that?
Right.
Because now what you're doing is you're adding Torah to the world.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting part. That's very nice.
There you go. Kabbalistic.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Ravacha Barbi Chanina Amar Siper Ein Lo Takana. Once he spoke, there's no Takana. Shekvar Karso David Baruch HaKodesh. David said that already. Shnemar Yikarish Hashem Kol Sfasecha Lugos Hashem Edeberes Kedolos. You can't. There's no takana for what you've said. You can't unsay it. Ela matakanazo Shilo Yovel De Lashon Hara. What's the takana not to do it again? Im Talmachacham Hu Yasek B'Torah V'ma Ma'aretu Yashbol Daito Shnemar V'Salef Lashem V'Baruah. Fine. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Kol Masaber Lashon Hara Magdal Avonos Keneged Shalosh Aveiros. Your sin is as great as the three big ones. Avodah Zarah, Gilarayos, Shvichas Damim. Ktiv Hacha, L'Shalom Adaberes Gedolos, Uktiv Avodah Kochavim, Ona Chet Azaham Azeh, Chetah Gedola. Psukim, that Lashon Hara is as bad as Avodah Zarah. Gilarayos, Ktiv, Ech Azeh Harah Gedola Azos, in other words, Gedola, and Vashvichas Damim, Ktiv Gedol Avonim Minaso. By murder, Cain said, my sin's greater than I could bear. What do you see? That Avodah Zarah, Gilarayos, and Shvichas Damim are like Lashon Hara. Gedolos Ematarti. Well, maybe only Gedolos by Lashon Hara means two out of the three. Only means two out of the three. So, Haimanayo Mifkas. Which one's not good? Which one doesn't count? How do we know? So it means all three.
It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch only describes one of errors in that language as too heavy to bear. And that's
right.
Talking in Shul.
Correct. And it's also funny, also interesting, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any Hilchos Lashon Hara. No one knows why he didn't do that. Why he didn't put it in. The Rambam has.
Yeah.
And then the Chofetz Chaim came along and created something. Right? B'marava Amri. Lashon Talita. It's a three... What does that mean? Lashon Talita?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Which of those three are you not counting?
It's three types of speech.
Oh! Katil Talita Harig. That speech kills three. L'masapro, the speaker. L'makabal, the one who heard it. And La Omer Love, and the guy that he spoke it about. Amar B'chamar B'chinah, Ma'i D'chiv, Mos, V'chayim, Mavis V'chayim B'ad Lashon. V'chiyesh, that Mavis and Chayim is in the hand of the tongue. V'chiyesh Yad Lashon, there's a hand for a tongue. L'omar L'cha Ma'yad Mimisa, just like a hand can kill, Af Lashon Mimisa, so too a tongue can kill. E Ma'yad Eina Mimisa El B'samachla, but a hand can only kill if it's near you.
Close.
It's close. It can only kill somebody if it's close to you. Af Lashon Hara, Enam Mimisa, El B'samachla, Sol Tu Lashon Hara. Tamad Lama, no, Chetz L'Shochet L'Shonam. An arrow can shoot out. How far can an arrow go already? 40, 50 amos. Af loshan ara ad abav mechimish mama. So two loshan are only 40, 50 amos. Talmud lomar, shatu b'shanim p'yem v'loshanat ha'alech ba'aretz. Anyway, the whole world. It can spread the whole world. V'chim yachad echsev shatu b'mayim p'yem. So now that we know that it can spread out to the whole world, so chetz, shachet, loshanam, lomali, what do we need the arrow for? Right? Ha'kamah shalon, dekatel k'chetz. That it kills like a chetz. V'chim yachad echsev chetz, shachet, loshanam, maves, chayim b'yad loshan, lomali. Why do I need to tell me that I have life in the hands? Look at the Rava, the Amar Rava, the boy chay belishne, boy miss belishne. The tongue can kill, and the tongue can give death. It can also give life. Says the Gemara, hechi dami lishna bisha. What is an example of lashon hara? What's lashon hara? Right? What's lashon hara? What's the question? What's the question exactly? So. The smag says, what's the most innocent thing you could say? That's also lashon hara. What's lashon hara? I need a gemara to ask what's lashon hara.
That's the reason why Miriam is punished for lashon hara.
So the question is, what's lashon hara? I could say a lot of things. It's an endless. I could fill a whole bookshelf. What's lashon hara? No, the question is, what's the least I could say that's also lashon hara? What's the lowest level of lashon hara? The smallest you think it's so innocent? That's already lashon hara, right? So the gemara says, kigon to Amar ikanura. Bay Planya. There's fire by that guy. That guy's got a fire on. Rashi says, Dimashma Asherhu, he's rich. Vichal Shah Matsu Aish Babeso Labashal Tavshilun. He's always having food on the fire. Go to him, he's always got food. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Maika Ovid. What's wrong with that? Galuyi Milsa Baamu. He's telling, where can I get a meal? Him, go to him, he's got meals.
That's a
lot. One second, we're building up. So first the Rava says, Rava or Rabba? Rava says, what's the gears to change? Either Rava or Rava, go there. That guy by the fire over there. That guy's got fire. You need a meal? Where can I get a meal? Go to him. He's always fire. He's always on. Says Abaya, what's wrong with that? So Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, Ella, the Mapik Belishna Bisha.
It's the way he said it.
It's the way he said it. The Amar, Heka Mishtachach Nura. You're not going to find a light. Ella, Bay Planya, except by that guy. The Ika Bisra the Kivri. Because he's got meat over there. What does that mean? So Rashi doesn't say anything. So the answer is, what's wrong with that? The answer is it's not real Lashon Hara. Say, where can I get a meal? Go to him, he's always meat over there on that table. Does that mean he's a glutton? Or does it mean go to him, he's always a Baal Chesed. Could always get a meal by that guy.
But the question is, who's the Aver on? Is the Aver on the person who said that, or the Aver on the person who interprets it the wrong way?
So it's the Aver on you, because you say it in such a way, it's a put down, it's an insult.
That's right. Sefer Chofetz Chaim uses that as an example of Baal Chesed Lashon Hara.
Correct. The reason why the Chofetz Chaim picked that case is because the Gemara picks that case. Right? So somebody once asked me the following shaila. He came into shul and he said to me, "Where can I sit where somebody won't talk to me?" I said, "Go sit next to that guy. He doesn't talk to anybody." And he said to me, "Isn't that like a vak lashon hara?" I made it sound like he's a mean person. He doesn't talk to that guy. I don't talk to anybody. I said, "Okay, you can. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I meant that guy's quiet. Go sit over there. He's quiet. I didn't mean it like that." But that's how you can take it. Oh, he's a rude person. He don't talk to anybody.
You can misinterpret anything.
What? Okay, so it goes by inflection. The Chofetz Chaim talks about it. It goes by inflection. It goes by how you said it, right? So you can say something innocent. You can say, listen, you have to be a human being. You can say something innocent. We all know when we cross that line and when we don't cross that line. We all know. We all know. You don't need a Chofetz Chaim to tell you that. You need a Chofetz Chaim to tell you the rules. But we all know when we break the rules, right? Am I wrong? We all know. All right, so really, now the next whole daf tomorrow really is the actual halachas of Lashon Hara. Pick up on that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
So I'll give you the answer on what Talmud Torah is the antidote of Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
Okay.